Saturday morning. Yes, baby, it's Sports Talk with the Guys. I do too. I do too. It's Saturday morning, ladies and gentlemen. I want to know also. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Saturday morning. It is that time again. Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Money One Quarterbacks on Saturday.
How's it going, everyone?
How are you, big dog?
I'm here. How are you?
You're awake now, big dog.
Awake?
Obviously, I'm not doing very well, huh, big dog?
Here you are.
I was dressed and ready to go, and then the big dog said, are you sick again?
That green light goes on, and you're fine.
Am I really fine? Or am I just dorky?
No, that's me. I'm extremely dorky, remember?
I wouldn't know.
No, you're fine, especially when you're walking away.
Oh, my Lord. Good morning, everyone. It is Saturday morning. It is the extravaganza here on Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. I got to tell you, of course, he's a big dog. You know that. I am who? I am the scorekeeper today. What's the matter, big dog? Are we going to reveal what we're going to reveal?
What are we revealing?
First of all, we have no money.
Well,
that's the first.
You revealed a lot of you hiding behind that door.
Oh, shit, you saw that? I'm sorry. You saw me run away? Ooh, sorry, big dog. You didn't even get to see that in Vegas. I'm so sorry. I apologize. I mean, I just woke up, sent you a text message, and then all of a sudden I hear this. Like, what the hell is that? Is that stupid cat out there? Is he doing something?
Probably not twice. Not once here, my usual... And I did the same thing on the air conditioner.
Sorry, I guess I'm Sheldon, right? Have to finish everything? I don't know where... I mean, I prefer Richard Cranium, but I asked the question. Am I the scorekeeper? Am I Richard Cranium?
Yes.
Am I Sheldon?
Yes.
I don't know where the hell that came from, Darlene, but...
Apparently, I am other stuff. But,
ladies and gentlemen, first of all, the big dog...
You had a dog yesterday.
And they got their asses clocked. Or in the thank you for setting that up. In the words of Colonel West from Star Trek, we'll clean their chronometers. Anyway. Colonel West from Star Trek.
Speaking of the Dodgers.
Oh, no. Star Trek, I haven't seen it yet.
Shocking,
huh?
Mr. Manley seems to be on the hot seat there.
Didn't we declare it?
Now.
The pendejo.
In your...
He's gone.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
In your humble opinion, I was going to say, will he make it to the end of the season?
I don't think so. He died. You're stuck. They suck. When you spend $250 million on a year's salary and they don't do anything, that's pretty bad, big dog.
Yeah, that is true. And, of course, you
and
know,
then you question management.
Their crosstown rivals aren't doing much better with the Cyril about the same.
Yeah, but there's a lot more hope with the Angels than there is.
Yes, and also they now have won six in a row.
Ah! I'm sorry.
So the Angels are, you know.
No, the big dog just cleared a lot of things up right now.
What, with the Angels?
No. Just cleared a lot of things up. Big dog, I want to thank you for breakfast. This is the first breakfast I've had in, like, 7 days? Or is it 8 days? In Mexico, it's 8 days, right, when you talk about another week? It's only in Mexico when they say that. ¿Te veo en ocho días? Oh, yeah, that's right. What the hell do you know? You don't speak Spanish.
I speak Spanish. I just...
No, you don't.
I just don't go to Mexico.
No, you don't. You really don't. You're an elitist.
No.
God, was I bored? I was trying to draw a TIE fighter, but from an angle. I hadn't done anything like that in forever. The ball in the middle looked like Darth Vader's underling in the way from him.
Well, right now the Angels are the hottest team in the American League, winning six in a row.
That's bold. Is it really?
Yes. The Minnesota Twins are the...
Gemelitos.
They are the worst team right now in the American League, having lost 10 in a row.
Really?
Yes. And in the National League, it is the Atlanta Braves are the hottest team right now, winning six in a row. And let's see who is the worst. There are a lot of they're tied. The Mets, the Marlins. Oh no, here we go. The Cubbies are the lovable losers. Are being true to their name, and right now they are they have the worst losing streak at five losses.
Did you? Were you the one that got kicked off of Cuervo's list?
What?
Someone told Cuervo something this week.
No, I no.
What? Yeah, fact, right,
I wanted Cuervo to call in today because when we start doing football, and I couldn't believe that it hasn't happened already, but Mr. Ditka.
I'm sorry, what was that? Mr. Who?
Mike Ditka.
Oh, that's Ditka.
I did not know that his number was not retired yet.
These are the Cubs, for goodness sake.
No, it's the Bears.
Same difference. Oh, you forgot the American League Central, says Copy. Peter, you forgot a team in the American League Central. The Houston. Hilarious.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to welcome everyone this morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is going wild. I want to do it, not necessarily with him, but I want to do it because I haven't done it in a while.
Houston's only lost one.
Coffee says hi, and he addressed you. He addressed you by name.
Well, if Coffee were to listen correctly.
Be careful. I'm sorry, what was that?
Said,
if Coffee were to listen correctly.
And I said the worst team.
Morning.
The worst losing streak in the American League belongs to, as I said, Minnesota.
Okay, the losing streak.
Yes.
But the Astros are the sorriest team in all of baseball. But here he is
once again.
Well, yeah, what a shock.
Actually, no.
Oh,
Miami
here we go.
Is
what?
13.
Miami's worse?
Yes, Miami is 13-35.
Oh, my Lord.
Houston is 14-34.
Eli of the Ramblings of a Diehard Sports Fan here on Wednesday night here on NDB Media.
Oh, my God, everybody's here.
Yes! I got him. Get him out of the way. Hold on, Big Dog. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? He's on the phone listening. I'll do this one.
Huh?
His name is Couch. Potatoes in the house this morning. Oh, yeah. He is the hardest working man in sports. My voice is back. It's been gone for a while. Let's go ahead and do the other one.
And here he comes, coming over that ridge, gracing us with his presence this time. We haven't seen him in a while. He's selling chips. Horse is selling hay. I forgot. Now it's selling yourself. It's Tim!
Can you tell that we make this crap up as we go?
And Cuervo is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable.
He is here. And, of course, let's take care of the other one, the one who's in there. I got to tell you. It's him as well. We appreciate the love. He's here early in the morning. I should play this one, but what the hell. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. That's not Raimi. And it's certainly not, what's his name?
I don't think that's Cuervo's intro.
That could be Cuervo.
That couldn't be Cuervo's
intro. No, it's why I'm here. I should get in the Navy. That should be it, in the Navy.
No,
because the Navy is the underling. That Carpenter's having a heart attack. But anyway, that might be Cuervo. I'm about to get in the Navy.
No, you remember Cass is doing the YMCA.
Are you doing the YMCA?
Listen, I am not sending that over to you. Cuervo would kill me.
He's got in the Navy. And, of course, Coffee's in the chat room. Let's take care of this one.
What's because Couch has a plethora of music on his
dude. I haven't been able to get it up lately, but I did now. Thank you, Big Dog. He just jumped on his Coffee. Here we go. Coffee, I've been wanting to get this one in, Bell. Of course, because he is the most opinionated
bastardo in the world, and he joins us on Saturday morning.
King of the keyboard.
This is, of course, copy. And the first question says it all. Oh, yeah.
It's more sexier that way, but it's a, am I crazy? All right, I got it out of the way. And poor Cuervo, here's the one, oh, no, here's the big dog, of course. Haven't done him in a while.
Sing it, baby. Sing it.
Is it a minute and 49 seconds?
Oh, speaking of that, gentlemen, when I went on a hiatus to get the billing for Blog Talk Radio on a different card, I went over 7 days, and guess what happened to every one of my files but three?
You lost them all after 7 days.
Off in electronic history. And,
I
and,
hope
electronic...
you have them all backed up.
I got to redo, Monday,
right?
I gotta redo a couple of them. But, yeah, I have them ready for, I have them ready for a Sunday show.
Well, I appreciate that, Sonny, and I also want to tell you that I read up on
the still
going to
make
night.
Big dogs from minute 45.
Yeah. No, ladies and gentlemen, the big dog is asking me about something that is on there. Joke night, which was scheduled for June 3rd, has been set back a week to June 10th.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, it was on there, on Facebook. It's on June 10th.
Yep.
I didn't get the message. Is that what you're going to tell me?
That's right.
I didn't get the message.
That's right. I did not get the message.
Obviously, you haven't gotten it in a while because you are just bitter.
Well, no. Never mind.
I'm sorry. It's been what? How long?
Everybody loves that picture.
The Derek Jeter one? Yeah.
On Facebook, everybody loves it.
Yeah, they do. Ladies and gentlemen, Joke Night is going to be June 10th because on June 3rd, Monday, John Billingsley returns to NDB Media.
That
people
dude is so cool.
I'm sorry?
That dude is so cool. And he's in everything. If you think he's not just a Trekkie guy, he actually played in Prison Break, which was one of my shows that I watch. A couple of regular shows that I watch, even in reruns he's in. So, yeah.
Well, remember on True Blood, he was the one caught screwing the tree.
And then remember Snooki knocks him out because he tries to...
Snooki?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, dear Lord, no, I don't watch anything with Snooki. You should have seen my post yesterday. If you know who Snooki is, you are with what's wrong in our world. Thank you, Timmy.
I only know of her because of what, you know, what she's been in the wrestling ring. So it's the only reason why I know who she is. Oh, Billingsley also played in 24, one of my favorite shows, in the seventh season. Yep, and Grey's Anatomy he was also in, and I watched that. And a show that never really got a lot of looks, The Nine was one of my, and they only were on for, you know, one season. It was a bummer. But he was in that as well. So I remember him in a lot of things. And I think he was also in Superman Returns, wasn't he? Yeah, Superman.
Yes,
well,
he was. And by the way.
Was it Returned or the first one?
Well, the first one, whatever. But this all I got to tell you is he's also on NDB Media twice. The guy's everywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
so I guess that
means we've
arrived, guys. We've arrived.
NYPD Blue. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And if you check out the page for June 3rd, we put a promo for his newest program, Intelligence. And sure enough, he plays a doctor, like Dr. Phlox on Enterprise. The guy is great. The big dog will tell you how entertaining he is. Oh, my God, a big dog.
Yes.
We've got the video.
Kev,
it's big for us. I'm sorry.
Since you seem to be, seems like you watch a lot of the shows on Fox, have you caught the Following this year, the one with Kevin Bacon in it?
No, actually, you know why I haven't? And it's not the fact I'm not going to watch it. It's because I'm going to watch them on demand so I can watch them right in a row whenever I feel
it. It is excellent. It's probably one of the best shows I thought this year. It's super violent, a lot of blood. Which is very surprising for the 8 o'clock hour, but I was very surprised. There's only 15 episodes this season, only 15 next season, because it has been picked up for next season. But yeah, sit down. It It's a great show.
I will give that one a look because I like Kevin Bacon. He's all right.
Yeah, he is, and he's yeah.
And
he's cool.
Oh my
yeah, he
gosh!
Plays,
I just opened up this guy's IMB, Billingsley. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
I just opened this thing up. Holy cow! He has been, like I said, he's been in everything. But geez, he's even been shows I've never heard of.
Yes, as Big Dog says, he's a busy man. Guys, we're jazzed. He is genuine. He is the only one that I could really say is a genuine friend to NDB Media. I mean, the Big Dog was there when we met him in person. He remembered us right away, slammed me right away. Oh, yeah, that was a program that had to pay him a 40-minute start. No, it was 34 minutes. Don't exaggerate, John. Don't exaggerate.
No,
Josh,
he said, no, that's the show I was on where the host looks like Raffy.
Yeah, no, Cuervo's not calling. If Cuervo wants his intro, he can call in. But, yeah.
Oh, Cuervo, I have a question. Roger says you defriended someone on Facebook. Who was it? I don't think it was me.
It was Bright.
It was Bri-Bri.
What did he say? It was about
not allowed
Brian
on the couch. He's not allowed on the couch potato sports show anymore, I think.
Wow. It was serious. And the funny thing is, the night before, I saw the article of Brian Urlacher.
Yeah,
that was
going
to post it.
Oh, that was funny, though.
What did he say?
Well, apparently, Bri-Bri did it while they were live or something or on Facebook. And Cuervo didn't appreciate it. And he says, you are forbidden from our program.
What do you have to say? I mean,
banned.
We got a little,
what did Bri-Bri say, Sonny? You know more than I do. Because all I was like, holy crap. Thank
well,
God I didn't post
more, it was more of a picture with a caption. And the picture says Brian Urlacher wanted to retire as a winner. And it had a Photoshop with Urlacher's head on a Green Bay Packer jersey.
Oh,
that was wrong.
All right, Cuervo. All right, Cuervo. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's legitimate.
And on Sundays, and we're going to do our show, that being said, into the weigh-in sports program. We're going to do a couple hours before that, and the first portion of it will have to be an apology coming from Bri-Bri in order for him to be in the show, I think.
You know what you should have him do? You should have him wear a Bears jersey and send it to Cuervo.
Oh, my
Lord.
Or no, now.
Ooh.
But you know what? Bri-Bri might do it, though. He's all right. He might do it. No, actually, no.
Or if you want to embarrass him, you could have him take a picture in Brian Pillman's Bengals wrestling shorts. Oh, no, down here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that's
no, there was a wrestler. His name was Brian Pillman. He used to play for the Bengals. And in honor of that, his wrestling trunks, they had the you know.
Yeah, the Dipico.
Yes, check that.
He was a loon on that, man, too.
Yes, he was. But he was talented. He was a talented wrestler. Too bad he, you know, he
oh,
went,
yeah,
like,
he was.
With, yeah.
Hey, man, guys. Those pills, there's something about those pills that keeps you interested.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if you saw it on the USA Today Sports Weekly, but the Why the Legendary Milestone Won't Be Reached, the cover article about the 300 wins, why they won't be reached. You know who wrote that cover article in the USA Today Sports Weekly for this week? NDV Media's very own Dan Schlossberg. As you know, he does Travel Itch Radio here on NDV Media on Thursday night at 5 p.m. Well, he did the opening article on the USA Today Sports Weekly. There he is. Congratulations, Dan Schlossberg. He is part of the NDV Media team, and as people are finding out, you think John Billingsley is big. Ken Schlossberg is big, and he is here with NDB Media. He's been with us for the last 2 years, and no one even still knows it here on NDB Media. That's disgusting. I got to get the word out more and more. This guy's a superstar, and he's been with us for 2 years.
Yes. See, he was a nobody before, and now they're an indie music.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, he was a superstar now, knowing that he's written 35 books, and he is like, my God, he's everything. He's got everything. He is.
He's written for the AP, Major League Baseball. This guy has done it all. He's awesome.
And he's here with us on NDB Media. I can't stop bragging about it. This guy's awesome. And he's a perfectionist. And he nails me every time we do an episode. I'm like, I don't want to hear it. He's a great guy, though. He really is awesome. He knows his stuff, which is really, it's really cool. Unlike all the other idiots that we deal with. He knows his stuff. All right. Well, anyway. Speaking of idiots, I think we're going to reach out to Gary Graham for political stuff, even though we cut him on NDB Media. We just got tired of his hate. But he is a political junkie, so we're thinking of bringing him back just so we can fight with him on air. And it's free. It's kind of cool. I don't know where that came from. Oh, idiot.
Hey, did you like my letter?
I'm sorry, Sonny?
Did you like my letter I sent out in your behalf?
I just saw it last night, Sonny. I mean, now I understand when my client came over and they owed $9,000 and I got it to a $2,000 refund. And I'm not going to say when, how, where, or why. I'm just going to say, oh, no, that wasn't you, big dog. That was yet another one.
How much was your refund?
No,
it wasn't a refund. Remember, it was, never mind. We won't give you that over the air.
But you went away happy, didn't you?
The statute of limitations, I thought it was over here.
Oh, no. It's 4 years. Yeah, we can't talk about it. Oh, that was way back in 2008, right?
Yeah, that was way about
one. Yeah, long story short, ladies and gentlemen.
I made Roger lose his hair.
I lost my hair because of Big Dog. His wife makes $100,000 a year and no taxes are taken out.
And we still got a refund.
And those bastards still got a refund.
On top of my feet.
Yeah.
Ex-wife.
Yeah. Well, no, you're still married to her. Big Dog, you're still married to her.
If you want to be technical,
You're living with her.
No, living in the same house.
You're living in the same house.
That's different.
You're married, dude. There's a document somewhere in Los Angeles County that says you're married.
Nevada. I guess it would be transferred to L.A. County. I don't know.
Are you married in Nevada?
Yeah, we got married in Vegas.
Woo!
Anyways.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I bring it up, Big Dog, because it is Memorial Day weekend. I'm sorry.
Can I have a dinner with?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big weekend for you.
What the hell?
No, it is a big weekend for you. I mean, you're very politically oriented, and this day means a lot to you. As for me, it just means an extra day off. You know, when I used to work regularly, now that I don't work regularly, it doesn't make a difference to me.
You're an ass. You know, Cuervo is in the chat room, dude.
No, I respect the military and everything they've done for us and everything they continue to do for us.
The military, you refer to them as some quasi-nebulous organization out there. That did you like that, Sonny? Quasi-nebulous organization?
Well,
that was a word.
Yeah, I'm surprised conspiracy guys didn't get it right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, in honor of every man, a woman, and individual that served and gave the ultimate sacrifice for this nation's country, that's what this weekend is. We celebrate those that came before us and the memory of them. Yeah, Big Dog. Big Dog, everyone was about to hate you right now. I was kind of serious in my statement. And we have this weekend, and we, to me... I mean, a lot to you, too. You're an American. You were born here.
Yeah.
I was born here, too. So kind of, do you know that in sign language, you can't say happy birthday? It's happy borns day? Yeah, okay. Anyway.
Isn't it like an understood thing,
yeah,
though?
I don't know if he liked it, though. But Coffee, what happened to, Amy? She went to a full political program. I guess she couldn't handle the moderate NDB Media climate. She's a right-winger. She's definitely not the sharpest knife on the tree or the brightest bulb in the drawer. I mean...
Neither am I, and I'm on your show. Now that you mention it, you're fired.
No. Amy was a lot of fun, but oh my God, so young and so right wing. Oh my Lord. Dare I use the air pit? Eli, Eli, Lama Sabatani, which is, you know. It's because I mean it. It's literally from the Bible. Eli, Eli, why have you forsaken me? That's what it means. I have to say it in another language so people don't call me a God believer.
A what believer?
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we have a new promo. I just made it up. That's why I did Where Do You Go or whatever the song was this morning. The scorekeeper probably grows tired of his name. We are soliciting. We are soliciting a brand new name for the scorekeeper.
He Who Knows All?
Well, hey, Sonny, what do you think? He Who Knows All. What do you think?
What, a new nickname for you?
No, not nickname. My new name. I am the scorekeeper.
Right.
I am Roger Scorekeeper Noriega, just like he is.
But you're tired of that name.
Peter Big Dog Gamma. And I think I am open to a brand new name.
What do you mean, like Charlie Sheen changing his name back to Estevez?
No, my name is legal. Well, actually, I don't want to go back to Rogelio. That is my legal name, my born day name. Rogelio, as you gringos would say it.
Well, you
or
need a cool name, Roger, that, you know, if you're going to change your name.
That's what I'm talking about.
I think I got the name for you.
Don't say Richard Cranium, because that's what I get during negotiations with my employer.
No, you're not. Cranium insinuates that you're a genius, so I don't want to do that.
Well,
you cool.
Sonny,
no,
I understand the insult. I can't call you Cranium, because that implies you're smart. I'll never use
No, I said genius. I didn't say smart, because you are smart. I said genius.
Did you know that my IQ is. You're an asshole.
Took you a second.
Yeah, took me a second.
Yeah, she's talking about IQ again.
My IQ is 156, boys and girls.
Get out of here.
Yeah, haven't you taken the AOL test? actually.
Yeah, that one, right? No, I have the nickname for
says,
you.
Rogelio is an awesome name. Well, Cuervo, thank you. That is my given name. That is my born day name. I am Rogelio Daniel Noriega. And for those of you that have heard the story, well, maybe you haven't, I said it on Tanya's program and on a few others, that in my family history, my father knew that the Rogers before me had died and died very young. So Roger was like a death name. If you want to name your kid that's going to die, just call him Roger. Well, he said, with me, he said, not only am I going to break the curse, but he's going to live a long time. And there was another name that was basically cursed in the Noriega name, and that's also Daniel. So when I get of age, I'm like, did you really hate me? I mean, did that what happened that night? Because I've asked my mom, why do my brothers and sisters all have green eyes? And they're attractive. They're good looking. What the F happened that night? And now I understand why my dad named me Roger Daniel. It's like, those were two names cursed in my family. Like, damn. What the F happened? Because all I know is I know that happened, but what else? They were pissed that night. I got chipped. I did. Everyone in my family has green eyes. I don't.
They have brown eyes.
That's
why. You know why you have brown eyes?
Oh, really,
it must be truly.
In a preview to joke night in 2 weeks.
In a preview to joke night.
You know why you have brown eyes, right?
Why do I have brown eyes?
Because you're full of shit.
Oh.
Man, it's such an easy. Roger, you set me up with these. I have to do
them. Man, open the door and let him just walk on through.
Talk about Matador defense. Just open the door.
Olay! Olay! Damn. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a good time. Obviously, we've unfortunately already blown through 30 minutes of the program. Wow. We want to thank everyone. Yes.
We
Edge,
do thank
that's
everyone.
A good name for you. Edge.
Edge?
Edge or
Edge?
Axel. A good nickname. Edge or Axel. Those are the... When people were thinking about nicknames for me, they came up with Sonny. I hoped for Edge or Axel. I thought they were cool.
Sonny, so are you saying if we call him Edge, we're going to have to call him the Rated R Superstar?
Oh, I didn't even think about that. I did.
Good, Big Dog. Ladies and gentlemen, I am serious
that
about
is,
this.
That is in reference to the wrestler.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was his wrestling name was Edge, and throughout his career, and he got a little raunchy for a while. They started calling him the Rated R Superstar.
The Rated R Superstar. I might already be Rated R without the Superstar. I might be Rated R without the Superstar. That could be my name right there. Ladies and gentlemen, I am soliciting names, and the winner, which we will be pronouncing on July 1st, will get themselves a $10 PayPal payment. I'm serious
July
about
1st,
this.
That'll be my first anniversary.
Your first anniversary of what? Being
of having congestive heart failure.
Is it really? Your first year anniversary?
Well, yeah.
It was a year ago?
I was in July 1st when I went out the grid and everybody went freaked out, including me.
Did you hear that?
Kim, change your font. All I see is Chinese writing.
Oh, but I see
what
his writing.
What is this? I'm hearing this. Change your font. What's the problem with your computers?
No. That's happened forever, Sonny. You've got to go with the generic font.
Tim, you're talking Canadian. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. It happens a lot when you use the private message thing. That's why you just got to stick with Arial, because they've got all these wing-ding ones, and they just suck.
Oh, okay.
That's
I didn't know
you're
that.
A wing-ding. Yeah, you're wing-ding.
You're wing-ding.
Yeah, that might be your code name for us now, wing-ding. No?
There you go.
We can't call him Tahoma.
Well, I mean, you want to call him wing-ding, that's not an extra segment. So how's your wing-ding working?
Well, I'm
anyway.
I'm a Tahoma. That's what
really?
I use. How'd you know that?
Not on doors?
Tahoma. That is damn good, Big Dog. That is quick. Anyway, I do want to thank everyone who's listening both live and in the archive, ladies and gentlemen.
Carrying a Bible carries a fourth almanac.
Wow. You are ready for... I'm sorry.
Wrong fun again, Tim. Change it to Ariel.
Change it to Ariel, my daughter's first name. And no, it wasn't the Little Mermaid, you bunch of punks. No, I don't... I was about to say, I don't like The Little Mermaid, but only what actually I do. But my favorite movie, for those of you that know and don't know the Disney movies, is Lilo and Stitch. Yeah, that one brought... That's probably the only other movie that brought tears in my eyes.
I bet you like The Little Mermaid with all the phallic symbols.
All
Man.
The phallic symbols? Did you hear that? All the phallic symbols?
If you can get a hold of the VHS tape, the original packaging,
it's
about $500. What was that, Couch?
Nothing. Stitch is not even real. It's not a real thing. You know? That's why I like the Fox and the Hound.
But you like The Little Mermaid because it's real.
Oh, yeah. The Little Mermaid's real. Way to go, Sonny.
No, the Fox and the Hound. That's my favorite. Fox and the Hound.
I was actually going through an incredibly, incredibly tough time in my life in 2002. There, and I guess I'm going to throw some beans out there, and I do apologize for this, but my family was on the verge of a breakup. It was. You know what? I'm going to put the beans out there. The reason why Lilo and Stitch hit...
You put the frijoles out there?
I'm going to put the frijoles out there.
You're going to retry them?
The reason... Oh, no, I'll just tell the story.
Slam them down.
The reason why Lilo and Stitch, when it debuted in the summer, it's because it struck a chord with me. As you know in the story, the Ohana family, no one gets left behind. I was homeless for about 3 weeks. Very few people actually know this. And I was on the verge of having my family being on the street. And my family, as Sonny knows this, really didn't give a damn. And they don't to this day. And it took my daughter's godmother and someone else that I know, Bernardo Osuna, remember him, Sonny? He's actually the one that took us in, who is now, as you see him on ESPN, doing the boxing stuff. He's the one that took us in, and basically non-blood relative, really. They're the ones that took us in. But
we were going through some incredibly, incredibly tough financial times that I was probably going to have to send my family to San Jose to live with my daughter's godmother. And she, when she found out what was going on, her thing was, you send them up here. And Roger, if you can't, I'll go get them. So I knew that they had a place to stay, but we were going to be separated. And when things started to get, you know, where they needed to be, seeing Lilo and Stitch and seeing that the family was going to be broken up, I mean, that is about the only other time that I ever teared up in a movie because it hit home for me. Lilo and Stitch, for me, is a traumatic movie, and I'm sorry. I put it out there. The beans are out there. Because
what was the other time that you teared up?
I cried when they blew up the Enterprise in Star Trek III, the search
for
Spock.
Oh, God, here we go.
You know, you're first of all, Sonny, go to hell. And Big Dog, you can go to hell even more so because you're laughing at my... When Kirk blew up the Enterprise in Star Trek III, the search for Spock, that was the end for me. That was blowing up the lady. That was blowing up, dare I say, the one with...
They
reinvented it. That was the original one that was destroyed. And that's the only other time I really teared up in a movie, is when Kirk blew up the Enterprise. Because it was his no-win scenario. Thank you for the setup, boys. Let's go on. So, yes, now, unfortunately, guys, so now you learned a little bit, and I do apologize. You know, as I said, I threw some beans out there. And, yeah. It is what it is, and that's why Lilo and Stitch is, yeah, I get a little emotional when I see that movie, and it's funny. But anyway, life goes on. So, and the Big Dog was there at my side when all that shit was going on.
Coffee says the last time he cried in a movie was 1988.
Lake Placid, New York.
When he was a little kid, and the little dinosaur's mom died in Land Before Time.
Aww.
And he says, I'm not a big enough nerd to cry during Star Trek.
He must be doing, is he doing that in private? Because I can't see that.
No.
Oh, there it is. It just, a coffee said that. You said Quero
yeah,
said all right. that.
I will get the Bobby Brown one, my prerogative, just for that one. So, there you go, guys. July 1st, I want a new nickname. And
He Who Knows All.
That's the first one that's on there. Of course, I have been called Richard Cranium for a while because you guys all know that story too. Because a lot of people call me Richard, and I really didn't understand why. Well, I understand why now. So I'm going to tell this story very quickly. They know my name begins with an R, so when they see me, they're like, "Hey, Richard. Oh, hey, Richard." And I'm like, "Who's Roger, dumbass?" And it's always been that way. But it finally became crystal clear to me. When I was in negotiations, remember, I was vice chair. I basically was leading clerical negotiations for 18,000 employees in the county of Los Angeles, and I missed one. And the guy who negotiated knew I wasn't released for the first one, and when he saw me, I was sitting in the middle. I had my tent. It said Roger D. Noriega, because I may know about that. It's right there. And he said, "Oh, hey, you made it." And he paused. And he was trying to remember my name. And then he remembered, and he says, "Glad you made it, Richard." And it dawned on me why he called me Richard. I'm like, because I think the same thing of him, too.
Because
he's a dick.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like what it was.
And I'm sure he thought the same thing about me. Oh, that dick is bad. Richard! See, Richard is short for dick. So that's why I get called Rich.
No, dick is short for Richard.
Depends how you look at it. It depends how you look at it. So that's why I always say Richard is short for dick. And that's why I get called Richard a lot. Because people are like,
and that's the worst Richard. And that's the worst thing in life is to be called a short dick.
Yeah, well, wait a little, Big Dog. I'm sorry, joke night's not tonight. A lot of people send me messages. Wasn't joke night tonight? And, you know, in all honesty, I'm not going to say who sent me the messages, but I wanted to tell them, look, you bunch of...
Ball washing bastards!
Don't you read? Can't you read?
I thought a thing about John Dillon.
I didn't say anything about you, Big Dog. I was actually talking about Sonny because Sonny did the same thing.
No. But I saw a thing about John Dillon, but I never saw anything put out there on Facebook that you were changing to the 10th.
Okay, fair enough.
I almost
you might have dreamt
they
it.
Didn't kill off Harry Potter. I wanted the bastard dead. Once in a while, Eli has to win.
I like and reach his next one.
What's this? Any movie that has Arnie Schwarzenegger in it, I always had a tear knowing that I totally wasted 10 bucks to go and see it.
These guys are hot tonight, man.
I know. I saw Last Stand the other day I streamed it.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't pay for that movie. Or you can jump into the theater.
The
Stand? Last Stand. Arnold Schwarzenegger's last one where he's a sheriff. But
Is that the one Tim's talking about?
Well, no, he's saying any Arnold Schwarzenegger
okay.
movie. Well, Terminator was good. That wasn't a waste.
No, it was not.
Oh, and here's another story, guys. I wanted to find out who it is.
I actually have spoken to the Terminatrix from Terminator 3 because you guys know we had a run from 2009 to about early 2012 when no less Richard Ratty, otherwise known as the Shadow, passed away. The guy was magic in getting us Shadow. He was magic in getting us guests. And he was able to get everyone. And we actually had this certain guest. I don't remember the guy now. I'll have to get it. But he was dating, or he was married to the Terminator from the third movie. The hot lady. Depends what time of day it is. But the point is...
Oh, seriously.
I thought so, too. But she was married. And I'll have to see who she was married to. But we called him for the interview.
So he was so bad that she turned gay?
Dude, she's hot. Okay.
I know that.
Christina Loken. She is hot. Well, she was married to the guy, and we called his house, and this lady answered, and she was so happy. She knew we were calling for the interview. She was, hi! It's like, you know, she was very friendly. And I had no idea that his wife answered, and that's who it was. It was her. I looked back now, I'm like, oh my God, I was talking to the Terminatrix! And it was obvious that she wanted to be recognized, and I didn't know who it was. So I was like, I was talking to the Terminator. And 'cause not long thereafter, I think they did get a divorce. But I will never, ever forget that, because it struck me as a bit odd. She was a little happier than most. And I guess she just wanted to be recognized. I don't know. What? No, she wasn't drinking. She was just very friendly. And I should have asked her, hey, you want to be on too? But I didn't know who it was. I did not know who he was married to. Dumbass, I didn't know. And it's just one of those funny things that happen. But anyway, life of a scorekeeper that doesn't know what's going on. Big Dog, where do you want to go?
I don't know, where do you want
to
go?
Take us somewhere, to sports, something, please. Scott Kazmir's back, did you guys know that? The pitcher, Scott Kazmir.
He is?
Yeah, he's back, he's actually throwing zeros now. Tim knows what I'm talking about. Tim will always save me. He always does.
Well, I was going to start out with Jose Canseco.
Let's start out with Jose Canseco.
As he has been accused of sexual assault.
Oh, are you sure you want to go there, dude?
In Las Vegas.
Are you sure? I mean, I'm offended by sexual assault.
It's the news.
It's the news, but I've been sexually assaulted. I don't care for that.
So Canseco...
Go on, tell your story. I was trying to elicit sympathy, and none of you assholes gave a damn, so go on.
I do that in email.
What, give a damn?
Yeah, well, you know, throw out sympathy. I do that in email. I do that
anyway,
in email. I don't want to ruin my reputation of a non-caring prick.
I'm sorry, Sonny.
So I do it in email.
Yeah, I'm exaggerating here, guys. Sonny is not a non-caring prick. There's no doubt about it, but I just love saying it on air.
He's a caring prick.
Oh, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
I heard that.
Okay, fair enough. As the Big Dog tells a story about the Canseco one, I whipped out, be careful, I whipped out his book, Vindicated. Thank you, Sonny. I said, the book, and there it is. And I think the Big Dog got offended that I whipped out the book right now. It cost me 99 cents at the 99 cent store, which a lot of people say you overpaid because at other places it's 2 for 1. You know, anyway, go on.
He is being investigated for sexual assault. He made it public with postings on social media websites claiming that the woman falsely accused him of rape. The no arrest was made, and police said no charges were immediately filed against the 40-year-old former Oakland A's Rookie of the Year. It said Officer Bill Cassell told a police department spokesman wouldn't say Wednesday.
He's only 40?
48.
Oh.
Whether the alleged attack took place. Word about the investigation became public after Cassell posted information about it on Twitter. He said Las Vegas police had just left his house. The posting, which included the name and workplace of the woman, generated an immediate outcry from others who posted comments deriding Cassell for posting her name and where she worked. Some of the information was later removed. So the AP does not normally, of course, identify possible victims of sexual assault. The attempts to reach Cassell were not immediately successful. So another Twitter post said he was on his way to the airport to fly to Texas to play with the Fort Worth Cats, an unaffiliated team with the independent U.S. League. And those who remember or don't remember, he, of course, filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy last year in Las Vegas, reporting less than $21,000 in assets and almost $1.7 million in liabilities,
wow,
which included more than $500,000 owed to the IRS. Says that he listed his appeal box as his address. Attorney Mark Siegel, who represented Cassell in the bankruptcy, said the case was discharged and that he has not spoken to Cassell in several months. Siegel says he does not know where Cassell now lives.
He's in Vegas.
Yeah.
He lives in Vegas, and so that's where, and that's where the and I'm going to say alleged rape happened, because I seen the picture.
The picture.
Yeah, the picture beforehand where they were all grabby haze out in public and everything. There's pictures where Canseco was taken, where the woman was literally almost hanging off of him. So yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. Again, ladies and gentlemen, you know that no means no. But for those of you that have been experimenting, and not saying that I have, remember, no does not necessarily mean no. You have to have a safe word. And all joking aside, the woman in question, apparently, for me, used the word God, and I thought that was like, yes.
Your safe word is the Red Sox, though.
No, that's the kill word. If you say Red Sox, that kills. Oh, I guess that wouldn't be the safe word. That really means no.
Yeah, but
Red
what
Sox.
If they're in the middle of it and she says, oh, God?
Well, that's what I was saying, that everyone actually said, you know, oh, God's their safe word. And, well, for me, if they say, oh, God, I'm like, oh, yes. That was bad.
No,
go ahead, Big
don't.
Dog.
No, don't. Stop. No, don't. No, don't stop.
He's doing the old ad, you know, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
Oh, I thought we were just getting an image of the cowtail having vertical pleasure.
No.
Horizontal pleasure.
Horizontal, though.
Well, hold on. I cannot imagine you and the cowtail doing the horizontal pleasure.
Well, that
vertical,
And believe me, that is the last thing on anybody's mind.
Oh, no, because the Big Dog always refers to it as a grease fire.
Yes, that it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're stupid. And what can we say? We are, and we love it. We love it.
How about the racy text from Brett Favre? Where's that at?
What's that?
The text from Brett Favre? That whole lawsuit's been settled and everything?
Yes, it has.
Really? How appropriate that the lawsuit went a lot longer than his ability to reach.
That was good. I like that.
I appreciate that, Sonny. I guess he really did like it. You know,
he
I really appreciate
it.
Sonny, there have been two times that I've been quoted in the blogosphere. The Big Dog and I still laugh and laugh and laugh about the Barry Bonds contract. When we reported when Barry Bonds was going to be signed to the West Coast contract. Remember, Big Dog? Everyone started reporting that. We're like, you idiot. It started with Sports Talk with the Guys. And the other one that I was quoted on, which amuses me, and I've obviously lost my train of thought, is what the hell are we talking about right now?
sexual assault?
No, I don't know what it was. I'm getting old.
Texting.
Shit. The what?
Brett Favre.
Oh, yes, yeah, thank you, Sonny, yes.
You're welcome.
The only other time I was quoted in the blogosphere was, I see why Brett Favre will no longer retire. When you look at the images of his little wingding, you now know why he has nothing to do in the offseason or retirement. That's why he just can't give it up. There's nothing to do. It's too small for him to keep busy. That's why he's got to keep playing football. So, sorry.
Save me, big dog. Save me. Calcon, please, take me away.
Well, the figure boy Cruz Granderson is...
My boy.
He's a Yankee.
You know how much of a slur that is?
He's a Yankee.
My boy.
Anybody in the Yankees are your boy. It's your team.
That's right.
Okay, so shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God, did you hear that? Did you hear that?
Now, as you know, he's already missed 38 games this season, but now, because of breaking his right arm, now, no, they're not saying... It's funny because the headline says he fractured his pinky, but when you read the article... He has he broke his fifth metacarpal on his left hand.
Not his
boy,
pinky.
His girlfriend's gonna be really disappointed.
I'm sorry, what's that?
His girlfriend's gonna be really disappointed.
Why? Because his pinky's about the same size, or what?
I heard that in one of those sports movies.
Well, he got hit in the fifth inning on Friday night against Tampa Bay. X-rays were taken at Tropicana Field, which revealed the fracture. He was examined by the team doctor, but he's going to return to New York, I guess, today to meet with Dr. Melvin Rosenwasser, who is the Yankees' hand specialist.
Oh, my God.
Only the Yankees have a hand specialist.
Well, that's true. Only thing is, I have a hand specialist. Who the hell goes around in their life saying, I'm a hand specialist?
I'm a hand specialist.
That's like, that
I'm really hands-on.
Yeah, he's going to be out for about another 4 to 6 weeks.
Heartbreak Ridge.
What's that?
That's where the movie, that was the movie, Heartbreak Ridge, where I heard that. Your girlfriend's going to be... With that finger.
Of course, Chase Utley is out also 2 to 4 weeks.
He's not a Yankee.
With a oblique strain.
Oh, in other words, he's stretched.
Pussy. J.A. Happ has been moved from the 15-day to the 60-day disabled list.
Oh, the Phillies are going down even
because
further.
Because from him being hit in the head by that line drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, scorekeeper stupid. Hold on. Let me go into the corner. Scorekeeper stupid.
Yeah, because you call me out on that all the time. You called me out on Facebook last week on that.
Yeah, of course, he still has a fractured skull, and he still has a strained knee from when he got hit and he fell down. I guess he tweaked his knee, and the knee's not getting any better. So,
Can I come out of this corner?
Sure, I can come out of the corner now.
Oh, thank you.
This will make you happy. The Boston Red Sox.
Yay!
Made a slew of roster moves Friday, putting out to Shane Victorino and third baseman Will Middlebrooks on the DL. They activated catcher David Ross and promoted pitcher Alfredo Acevedo.
I love watching the big
his
dog.
His nickname is Chicken.
Another Jose Iglesias.
Is he really Iglesias?
Yep, and demoted Ryan Larvinway.
Larvinway? What a name.
His nickname is Chicken. Chicken Alfredo.
Oh, Alfredo Acevedo, huh? That's good. Chicken Alfredo.
It's his nickname.
I like that one.
Derek Lowe has been released by the Rangers.
Aw, say it ain't so big, because that is kind of
low. Was he released, or did they send him down to Double-A? Last I heard, they just send him down to Double-A.
No, they gave him his unconditional release on waivers, and they signed utilities.
Hasta
luego. What's that?
Hasta luego.
Yeah, they waived him, baby. Yeah. They waived him.
I'm sorry,
Derek Lowe. I hope you saved up all that money from the last Dodger contract, because you made a lot of quan. And rumor has it, you married that camera lady, that one from Fox, and she's hot.
It says here that they originally designated him for assignment in the minors, but they released him 3 days later.
Yeah, because that pretty much means that he said, F you, I'm not going to the minors.
He's 39. He allowed 13 runs in 13 innings. What is that ERA, sir?
I didn't hear all of it, but that's a lot.
13 runs in 13 innings.
Oh, that's an ERA of 9.0. That was easy. That's an ERA. Guys, if you pitch 9 innings and you give up 9 runs, your ERA is 9. So it's based on 9.
So
if it's, yeah, exactly. So if it's 13 runs in 13 innings, that's easy. It's 9. That means you're, wait. That's 13.0. Because it's still, it's a 1-to-1 ratio because it's based on 9. So if you give 13 runs in 13 innings, you're getting
1 inning. So it's 9.
Yeah, that's right, 9 runs. Shut up.
Here's one that
leave me alone. I was right the first time.
Here's one that you guys will find really interesting. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but a vendor at Minute Maid Park was fired recently.
What happened?
This was in Houston because a fan filmed him taking a tray of snow cones into the stadium bathroom and putting it on the floor of the stall while he used the facility.
Oh, no.
The fan then shared the video with KPRC-TV, which is the local station there, which aired the report Wednesday night. His new Astros president, Reed Ryan, said the Astros were notified immediately by our partner, ARA Mark, of the incident involving the vendor Monday night.
That's ARA Mark.
And we commend the swift reaction displayed by them for terminating the employee immediately upon the incident that evening. So, of course, he went out there and was pushing those lemon-flavored soaps.
Oh.
They were probably just a little bit salty.
Okay.
Put that in the chat room. I got to see the link on that. I can't believe it. Are you serious?
Okay, he has the article. He'll send it to you. But, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to know, did the guy get called on the carpet for that one? Sorry. Here we go. Not bad for a career ERA of 4.49. Yeah, I know. Hey, guys, give us a call, ladies and gentlemen. We'd love to have you on with us. We haven't heard of some of you guys in a while. Cuervo, do you forgive me, pal? I didn't post the Brian Urlacher story. I didn't. It was Bri-Bri. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of Bri-Bri, I do want to take a moment. He may not be here this morning.
Why?
Not because he's his usual lazy Southern gentleman self. But the reality is, he, as you know, his father did have a heart attack. And
no, I did not know that.
And I'm sorry, Sonny. That's why I'm saying it now. Brian's father did have a heart attack. I don't know if it was on Thursday or Wednesday of this week. That's why he was doing some traveling. It was on Wednesday. That's the day that Brian and I were doing the radio program. Because he asked me, he says, hey, Raj, I'm going to be driving back home for 2 hours. You want to do a program? I was like, yes, sir. And we just had a good time on the radio, but his father did have a heart attack. I understand he's recovering, but I think that's where Brian is right now, probably taking care of some business, spending time with the family and stuff. Our thoughts and our prayers are with the Bri-Bri family and, of course, with his dad as well. We hope for a quick recovery. We'd actually hope for a quicker recovery, but rumor has it he doesn't listen to us. So we just hope for a quick recovery.
Oh, man. I can't believe that. Unbelievable.
Which part? The quicker recovery? Or that I had
no, I'm reading this thing on the Houston Astros Minute Maid Park thing on the track. Oh, my goodness.
Lost him! Oh, yeah, he said he had to get some work done. Oh, all right, so thanks, Tim. Sorry, we missed you, Tim. Okay. Yeah, but in all honesty, seriously, that is what's going on with Bri-Bri. That's why he might not be here this morning. So, again, all stupidity aside, our thoughts and prayers are with the Tarvin family. I hope he does get better and real soon.
Yep.
But if he wants to get better, he should listen to us. And we might encourage the sterilization of his heart, you know, by having more heart attacks, you know, because we're funny, aren't we? We're not funny? No?
I was
out there, Big Dog. You know, what an ass. I'm obviously reaching out. I'm asking for help, and the Big Dog's just like, no, you're a dumbass. I'm not going to save you. And he's nodding.
you know, his head like, you're a dumbass.
He reached out with those crocodile arms, so, you know.
Crocodile arms? These arms are longer than yours.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Although you would block me more often than not.
Speaking of stupidity.
Oh,
actually, no, it's
are
not,
we going back to me?
It's not stupidity. I guess it was very well at him, but hey, Royce makes the news again.
It's 7 o'clock. Damn. Hey, Sonny, are you going to go live after us? I mean, where it's only 7, dude. Are you going to do your program, or am I going to have to do another one?
I got it. There's a football game on tonight on our channel.
Okay, so do you want to do another program after us?
I don't know. I guess it just depends. I mean, where we're going to
be
at.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah, play it by ear.
Well, we may be doing another program. I'm kind of getting pissed, though, that whenever I do a part two, part two's numbers are always greater than part one. I'm like, you idiot!
I've seen that.
You've got to listen to part one.
I've seen that yesterday.
Have you noticed that, funny? You've seen the numbers, right?
I've seen that. That was funny.
And that's the regular thing.
I never understand the numbers because they make no sense.
No, they don't. And Sonny Clark, I do want to thank you because I need to be careful on this, but Sonny Clark did write a letter, or he wrote a missive. He wrote a missive to Blog Talk Radio on my behalf, and I was brought to tears. Yes, I was brought to tears in the letter. It was genuine and heartfelt. All grammatical and English errors aside, it was genuine.
I did edit the one I sent. I just forgot to copy.
Oh my god, that one?
I did forget to copy the new one, but I had the other one before I put it in and corrected it and
so
sent
in other
it.
In other words, I got the real one, the heartfelt one. And the one that he edited went over. I'm just screwing with you, Sonny. I had to throw that one in there. Because Sonny had
that
said, look.
It was horrible. I was like, oh, crap. Because I'll type it and then I'll put it into spell check. And it's like, holy jeez.
Sonny's word check is the only one that I know has put in for combat pay.
Yeah. Especially when I write.
Yeah, but Sonny Clark is an accomplished and well-known writer for his skill. There's no doubt about it. So, Sonny did write a letter to Blog Talk Radio, which appropriately has been ignored by those mother. Anyway, but,
I haven't heard back from them.
I did get a blocked number from them, and I was like, who the hell called me? They're the client saying they're getting audited. We should have blocked your number, ass. Sorry. Well, that was an uncomfortable bit of silence there. So what's up with A-Roid?
Well, A-Roid made himself a nice chunk of change.
Really? He did abroad again?
No, the third baseman closed the sale.
Third baseman? The third baseman, really? You're calling him the third baseman?
What is he?
He is the empty player right now because he's not playing anything other. Actually, he is a man. Oh, I can't call him a man for all seasons because he's not. That's insulting to the movie Man for All Seasons. He is the player for all seasons. Let's call him that.
The third baseman closed the sale on a Miami Beach home on Friday morning. The confirmed price of the sale of his home is $30 million, and it's one of the highest purchase prices for a home in Miami.
He bought it?
He sold it.
He sold it.
A-Roid, who has earned approximately $360 million to date in salary alone, more than any other U.S. major sports athlete in history, will make a $15 million profit.
And he is scheduled to make $102 million over the next 5 years or something.
In 2010, A-Roid bought a 54,000 square foot plot of land on the water.
Still smaller than the palatial estate at the Clark residence.
On the water for $7.4 million. He then put roughly the equivalent of that amount into a 20,000 square foot modern home by his own construction company. They're called Newport Property Construction, which built the home in 11 months. It has 9 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms with European white oak flooring throughout. Its most impressive feature is at the rear of the house where clear glass windows can be adjusted so someone can walk straight to the outside. The house also features a Zen garden and a rooftop deck. Since Rodriguez moved in October 2011, and encouraged by the rebound of the Miami real estate market, listed the home for the first time at $38 million a year later. Failing to get anybody to to even give an offer, took the home off the market in December 2012. He never listed the home again, but was personally offered the deal, which was closed on Friday. It says here, Jose Moore, who is the vice president of the construction company, said, when you're offered the highest price for a home
ever,
yeah, in the city's history, he goes, you have to take it. So he buys it for 7.4, puts about the same amount
7.4.
in. 7.4. So in essence, spent $14.8 million, so $15 million.
I'm impressed with your math, though, Big Dog. You should become a tax preparer, too.
So $15 million and sells it for $30.
That's a hell of a deal.
And
well,
I don't
he's
think
only
he going to
make how much a profit and gains tax is going to cost him there, Roger?
Well, I was going to say, I don't think he qualifies for the homeowner's exemption.
Yeah,
and
I don't think so either.
That is just years. Remember, he bought in 2010.
Hey, you know, good for him. You know, good for him. Newport Construction
Company,
whatever.
The money goes with money all the time.
Money follows money, and it pisses me off. During tax season,
you know what? We ain't got the money, so
yeah.
Don't follow us.
That's right. And it amazes me. The Big Dog and Sonny, if they were to get together, it's called a grease fire. I wish I had the money to buy the grease because I can't even afford that. And it's really amazing. Yeah, I'd have the money if Block Talk Radio would have paid me. Huh, Sonny?
Yeah, what the hell is with that? I've been looking forward to spending my little $20 that I might make this month, and I haven't been able to do so. It's a good thing I got paid for writing.
And you know why? It's because Memorial Day weekend is coming up, and I think Block Talk Radio is going to go down. So they said, you know what? Let's party it up on Memorial Day weekend. Oh my goodness! Yeah, it says you're supposed to be paid 45 days after. But speaking of 45 days after,
you know this or what? Did you say
that? The end of the month? No, end of the month. Nice try, Big Dog. It does say after the month. Yeah, we've been conditioned. We're Americans. We've been conditioned to follow instructions. Coffee is addressing me by Roger regularly. I noticed that.
Yeah,
every time I get called Roger, it's like, uh-oh, pay attention. But it works. I've been paying attention. And I think it's very fun. Oh, it's very, very funny. I don't think I uploaded it yet. Okay, I'm going to stall for a moment, Big Dog. I've got to pull up a song.
Coffee.
Stall with the Big Dog. Stall with the Big Dog,
because
I gotta do the intro.
Freaking right. Coffee. I love him. P is sterile. The guy shouldn't have lost his job.
It's funny what he's putting, yes. Would you read what Coffee put in the chat room this morning? It's funny. It's very, very funny.
He is sterile. Guy should have lost his job.
Well, the ones I have is I told you many times before, Roger, it's your fault for having a show when everyone's asleep, 8 p.m. Central.
Yeah.
Saturday is a bad time.
Yeah.
I don't have anything after that.
Okay, that's cool. All right. I'm trying to find an email from Sonny Clark right now because... Oh, wait, no, I think I did download it right here. Is that my download? Hold on. Let me check. Shut up. Downloads. Oh, I think it is here. Sonny, did you send it to me? I know you did.
Which one?
I don't want this because he's in the chat. Hold on.
Well, since you're looking for that and you're talking to yourself, Sonny, were you surprised with Vinny Del Negro being fired as Clippers coach?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, the only coach that's ever taken him to the freaking playoffs and they fire him.
Don't forget, what is his name?
Wrong one.
Can't think of his name. No, there's Larry Brown.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Larry Brown when they played the Suns. Hell, I should have known that. I was at those playoff series with the Suns and the Clips. I forgot
about
that.
I think what it was is they had so much expectation since, they won their first Pacific Division. They won 56 games this year, which is the most they've ever won. And for them to get out in the first round, it's true what they say. You know, when everything's going great, it's the players, that are responsible for it. And, of course, when everything goes bad, you look at one person, the head coach. And
I think that's crap. That guy can't catch a break. I think he coached the Bulls, I think, right?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he did a decent job with the Bulls. Corvo can attest to whether he did a good job or not. I thought he did a decent job. I thought he did a decent job with the Clippers, but he wasn't going to get them to the next round. I mean, he wasn't going to get them over the hump. He wasn't that type of coach. And of course, you know, they said Steelers already went out. They asked the Clippers if they were going to go after Phil Jackson. And many, many people in upper management said, no, we will not go after him in respect for the fact that his fiancée works for the competition. And they said it would be too, as a quote, creepy, unquote, to have him coaching our team while his fiancée is in charge of the Lakers.
That is not creepy. That is a genuine conflict of interest. But hold
yeah,
that
no
thought.
Kidding.
Yeah, that is a genuine conflict of interest. Ladies and gentlemen, he's been waiting for late. Here we go.
Just a shadow of hope. Never mean it more.
I like this tune, I really do.
Be tall, you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they were born.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is a Southern gentleman, and I will let everyone know that his sound file does last 21 seconds. Good morning, Bri-Bri! How you doing, pal?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Doing very well. And, Brian, I'm sorry. I did admit it a little while ago as to why you probably weren't with us in the morning, and I'm sorry for that. I don't know if you announced it, but we want to know. How's your dad doing, brother? How is he doing?
Actually, yesterday was his last surgery, actually. It went perfect. He's going home today.
Congratulations. That's great.
Congratulations. It's great.
Thank you. It was a tough road, but, I mean, it could have been a lot worse, actually. I mean, if you look at it, so he's going home today. That's a blessing. So thanks, everyone out there, for your thoughts and prayers.
And we were a little while ago, Brian, in all honesty, we were talking about the fact that why you weren't here, and I did spill the beans, and I apologize for that, but that is good news. How many surgeries did he have, it was more than one, right?
Yeah, it was two. He had one the first day where he had 100% blockage, actually, so they had to put stents in, and then yesterday they had to put three stents in. He had 80 to 90% the others, so I don't even know how he was walking around. So now he's going to feel better, he's going to be healthier, and probably better than he was before. So
that's good. That is good news. And Brian, thank you for sharing that with us. And good old boy, thanks for joining us, pal. So what's going on in the world of Bri-Bri? Are you going to pick a fight with Cuervo? I'm just curious because Cuervo has been waiting for you since the start of this program.
He may even call in now.
I think
Cuervo. What did I do?
What did you do?
Is
that about
The
Brian Urlacher in the Green Bay Packer uniform?
Yeah, I wanted to finish out a winner. Oh, man. That's wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Cuervo, measure your response accordingly. Understand that Brian was a little stressed. His father was not doing well. So if he took a shot at your team, it wasn't personal. So call in Cuervo.
No, I think that was all personal. That's what was so great about it.
Yeah, I thought it was true when I was reading that story. Actually, I didn't realize. I mean, I knew it couldn't be true, but I was amazed. I was like, "Oh my God, what are the Bears fans going to think?" And then I saw where the actual article came from, so I knew it couldn't be true. That's why I sent it to Cuervo. If it was true, I probably wouldn't have sent it.
I will say that Brian was kind of cool about it. He didn't exactly post it. Sonny, Brian, Cuervo, myself, I guess we have a, not single, but we have a Facebook little tree that's the four of us. We sent messages to each other, and I guess it's still live because every now and then the four of us will just say that. And it's funny because the Brian Urlacher one went through that message thing. Big Dog, are you saying that you received it too?
No.
I'm sorry. I'll include you in on that one because you're a part of it too.
Nothing more.
I know, but I'm sorry. Oh, God. Was that you or me, Big Dog?
How the hell
did
you even do that?
Hold on.
Roger's being gassy.
By the way, our superstar.
I'm sorry, Big Dog. I'm sorry. I put the strawberry spray.
Oh, even worse.
You
smell
like
shit strawberry now.
Shut up.
Don't spray that on the
strawberry.
I don't like strawberry.
You don't like strawberry?
No.
So what were the alternate names then? Diamond?
Honey. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Don't know
honey
where...
Amber.
Amber? Honey and Amber. Ha, ha, ha. Honey and Amber.
Woo.
I like strawberries now. There you go, Big Dog. I'm sorry, Big Dog. Anyway, our superstar, as you guys know on Starship Enterprise, or Star Trek Enterprise, Billingsley played Dr. Phlox, and he was opposite this hottie. What was her name? She was T'Pol. What was the hot girl's name? Was she, Jesus, a hottie. Shut up.
She's in her underwear.
I'm talking about Enterprise. And, no, they're not.
They're all perfect.
Go in the corner, asshole. Now it's your turn.
Wow. Go in the asshole. Damn.
Man, I can't actually
asshole,
even
asshole,
right
corner,
now.
Bro.
Damn. That's being biatch slapped.
Yeah, what? All right. That's... Hey! Anyway. She's hot. And he did say it doesn't matter how hot she is. She... No!
She's hot?
Oh, my Lord. He said that she is probably the gassiest woman in Hollywood.
Yeah,
you remember the interview,
that she was in there with Dracula.
Yeah. Not Jerry Ryan, your close copy, the one from Enterprise.
Is that the one that played on Becker?
No, Jolene Blaylock.
Yes.
Oh, my God, this woman is like, pretty hot. But as John Lilly says, she's the hot, the gassiest woman in Hollywood. And he said no, because he's been everywhere. She's hot. She is hot. Okay, well, let's continue, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, you had Brian on the line.
Brian, continue.
What's up?
How you doing, Brian?
Continue. Well, what's the question?
we'll extend it from when Couch and I were talking. Were you surprised with Del Negro being fired as the Clippers coach?
We're still there.
I mean, I am, because the expectations for the Clippers going into the season, I mean, honestly, do you think it was the win to beat the Lakers? There's no way they could even thought that going into it. I just don't understand why you'd fire a coach that won the division for you, at least give him a couple of years more just to build a team around him and get some kind of rhythm going. So that was a terrible firing, in my opinion. Yeah, give him another year to see. I mean, my God, things happen in playoffs. Memphis is not a bad team. They're very good. And you were up 2-0 and you lost 4 in a row. It happens. I mean, it's not like they just suck when they lost. I mean, they just need some help. They just need some depth, I think. The Clippers are a good team. You know, they're not a terrible team, but you just ran into a buzzsaw with Memphis at the time. And I think give it one more year and see, especially with all the trouble in L.A. with the Lakers. You never know if Howard's coming back. You don't know what's going to happen with Kobe. So it would be a good opportunity maybe for you to repeat in that division and maybe, you know, make it farther next year.
Yeah, I agree with that. The only problem is I think this was done to try and appease CP3 to make him stay. From my understanding, from what I've been hearing locally, is that CP3 and Del Negro did not get along. And, of course, there's also the rumblings that Chris Paul rubs DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin the wrong way because he's so direct with them. They don't want to be yelled at. In other words, when they do something wrong, they don't want to be held accountable. And, of course, CP3 is one of the most intense players out there. Yeah, and I guess he called them out in practice and also during the games or after the games. And I guess they're not too happy with that. So it's kind of interesting to find out what's going to happen in the next month or so with Chris Paul, whether he's going to stay there. You know, I don't know if the Negro being fired as coach or not being renewed as coach will help him come back, but I think that was one of the things that was trying to be done to keep him there.
let's bring him back to the Lakers. Let's bring him to the Lakers and see how the Lakers can do with him running point.
Oh, man. Imagine him coming there with and Dwight Howard.
Yeah. I mean, it would be it should be. I said that last year when Nash and Howard came, a championship easily, but you never know what can happen. But the Lakers need a good point guard like that.
Yeah, that is true. We have not had a great point guard since Magic Johnson. You know, we have an old Steve Nash who is all of 39. You know, and he is a shell of his former self. But
but
I had a friend of mine.
Pretty smart.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true. You know, and I was asked by a friend of mine if I could keep the Lakers, you know, for one more run. I'm saying give them one more run because if we can come back completely healthy, or as healthy as we can be, I'd put my six, you know, my eight rotation guys up against anybody else. And he thinks he pissed me off a little bit saying that we're a second tier team right now as far as
as far as
championship contenders are concerned. We're like in the second tier. And my answer to him was, you know, we never showed what we could do as a team. I mean, in the 82 games that were played, our six guys, our starting five, which would be Kobe, Mehta, Dwight, Powell, and Nash, and Steve Blake coming off the bench, those six players only played together seven times.
And what was their record when they played together?
Like 5-2, 6-1, something like
wow.
that.
Wow.
So the fact that those guys did not play together, I would love to see some resemblance of a full season, you know, at full strength to see what could be done by the Lakers. But that's just me. I'm just a fan.
Yeah, it is with you.
Yeah. And, of course, if by chance, you know, Indiana gives them a little bit of a hard time, which I think Miami's going to get by then, but if Memphis or San Antonio were to beat the Heat, you guys think I had a fun rant with the Clippers. Just wait and see what happens when the Heat lose.
I don't know if the Heat are going to lose.
Heat are in a dogfight right now, 1-1. It just looks like Indiana was the better team both games in Miami. So I'm interested to see what happens in Indiana. I wonder how the Heat are going to play. Dwayne Wade's hurt. He just still doesn't look the same.
Oh,
he had pretty good numbers last night. But the Heat, they're vulnerable right now, Sonny. I think Indiana could overtake them.
And speaking of that game one, guys, how the hell do you give LeBron James the lane? I mean, oh my God! Jesus, you had Wayne
insane.
On your old God.
I'm the first to bash him, but that's insane.
You had Wayne on the bench, double team LeBron. Oh my God! 2 seconds left, just double team, throw him to the ground, something. Don't give him the damn open lane right to the layup. I mean, what did you guys think about that? I mean, to me, that was just bad coaching and all the way around. You sure had Hibbert in there, no matter what.
Okay. I'm going to tell you exactly what I think of that. See, this is the kind of thing that LeBron doesn't get credit for, okay? He recognized that as soon as the ball hit his fingertips there, Big Dog. He recognized that he was out of place, and he drove that thing. And just like every great basketball player should do. So he finally did exactly what he should do. A bad defense, you know, if they're lacking and not thinking at that point, he has to take advantage of it. I'm going to say it. I hate to say it. That was probably one of his best plays that he's had all season long because he recognized the situation. He knew where the clock was. He was completely and totally into the game, unlike the defense that was bad at that time, but he took advantage of it and he saw it just like any other good basketball player would have done in the past.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not faulting LeBron at all. LeBron did exactly what he should have done. I mean, he recognized as soon as the ball hit his fingertips, he recognized that his guy, you know, tried to go for that steal and was now out of place. What I'm saying, though, is Indiana should never have let him get to that point where he had the open lane. I mean, there should have been some of it. Hibbert should have been in the game to at least try and alter the shot, first of all. They should have never tried to go for the steal the way they did without someone backing up the lane. You know, the rotation didn't come into play on that one. I'm not faulting LeBron at all. You know, you guys all know I do not like LeBron.
Because Wow. That was because I thought he did a fairly good job on that at that
point. Oh, yeah. No. LeBron did exactly what he was supposed to do. What I'm faulting is Indiana should never have let that play open up the way it did. I mean, with that one, you know, attempt of the steal, there should have been some sort of backup plan where they rotated into the lane. I mean, you don't give a guy an open lane like that with 2 seconds left. I mean, Jesus, you crowd the lane. I mean, you make it a tough shot. I mean, he had literally a cakewalk to the basket. I mean,
Big Dog, that everything they were doing up to that point was working though. So I think I understand why they did it, but it just wasn't the right time, really, to do it.
Yeah. Ryan, what do you think?
We got the answer.
Ryan there?
Yeah, there. I'm sorry. I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Was that?
Couch.
Yeah, couch potato. Yeah. Why the hell did they mute themselves?
Ryan, what do you think? What did you think about that play?
I just thought the coach for Indiana should be beating the hell and back for doing something stupid like that. I mean, that was terrible. You put your main person down low. You don't want to give anything that high percentage shot. You want to take that away, maybe a block shot or something. You take that out. That's just stupidity almost.
Yeah, you know, had they made that play where, you know, even if they made it somewhat difficult and he missed that shot, and of course they'd go and win game two, they'd be going home up 2-0. I mean, as it is, you know, what getting the split, which is what they want, and of course, that's what you want as the road team, and they have a great chance in Indiana. I mean, they're such a tough team at home. And like I said, guys, Miami is just not impressing this year. At least as far as I'm concerned, they have yet to impress in the playoffs.
Well, they haven't had to do anything all year long, though, Big Dog, right? I mean, they've been barreling through the competition. How many games did they win in a row? I mean, I kind of think, you know, there's nothing they could do that would impress anybody after what they did in reality during the season. I think it's because it is who they are. I think it's because it's easy to hate the Heat. They make it easy to hate them. So I think that's one of the reasons why no one's impressed, because they have the big three, and no one's impressed because, hey, they should win like that because they have the big three.
All right, I'll take your devil's advocate position on that one. Okay.
Just an idea. I understand why people hate them. Don't get me wrong. I get
well,
it.
Well, actually, I don't hate the Heat. I just don't like LeBron. I can't hate the Heat because Riley's in charge, so I can't hate him.
Well, I think that's interesting you say that, Big Dog, because I was actually doing a little research. Oh, my gosh. I could not believe I actually did some research. But the winningest, the winningest coaches in NBA history, two of them are L.A. Laker coaches.
Yes, they are. Phil Jackson and Pat Riley, yes.
Yep, number one and number two. Number three,
yes, course,
I think, who's number three off the top of your head there, Big Dog?
Number three in the playoffs or in
the playoffs.
The regular season?
In
playoffs,
in the
I probably say Red Auerbach.
Red Auerbach is actually number six in winning percentage.
Are we talking about winning percentage?
Mike Brown. I think he's on there. What's
you mean
name?
Larry Brown. And Larry Brown is actually number four. Number three is an active coach in the playoffs right now.
Popovich
is at number three. And number five, it doesn't surprise me, but if you didn't keep track of them in the 90s, number five is Jerry Sloan.
Yeah, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
Right now, Popovich is number two on the list also for the trio, which would be Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan, and Popovich have the most playoff wins, the second most playoff wins, and they are just a few games behind Kareem, Magic, and Riley. So Popovich is in, you know, great company, and in my personal opinion, right now Popovich is the best coach in the NBA right now.
Without question. That's how close. Especially how they're handling my team right now, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yes.
The way they're taking care of business is definitely not what you expected. And unfortunately, I didn't have an original idea on why this was. It's more than the fact that everybody expected them to be old against the young team and for the young team to run over the old-timers. And that's not happening right now. And that's coaching. You can say anything you want about that, but that is coaching as far as where Pop has the team right now moving to try to make the NBA Finals. But I do find it very interesting that when the Spurs, if and when they win this one, the Lakers were nowhere to be in sight for this would be the fifth title for Popovich if he wins this one. The Lakers are nowhere to be found.
Kobe's got five. What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about the Lakers themselves when the Spurs win the championship. And in reality, we're not even seeing the Lakers anywhere within the four that they have won.
Yeah, that's true. And you know what? This would be the year, I mean, if you believe in that kind of stuff, this would be the year that they win. They always win in odd number of years.
Yes, and they also win when the Lakers are irrelevant.
Yes, because they won.
Which is not very often.
Thank you for that. That's why I love you, Couch. They won in 99, 03, 05, and 07.
So is this their year?
This would be their year because they only win in odd number of years.
Thibodeau!
What about Thibodeau?
Oh, I don't know. It just came to me. Thibodeau.
Really? Was it Messi?
All right, hold on. Here we go. We're at 1 minute. Look, Big Dog, see right there? 1 minute, 42 seconds.
Really? I thought it said 11 minutes and 42
seconds. Shut up.
Oh, you didn't know?
Oh, no.
Your ass better call somebody.
I got to upload it. I have to re-upload it.
Well,
what's unbelievable?
Good morning, Cuervo.
I lost all my damn files.
Good morning, guys. Scorekeeper, thank you. Thank you for the quick intro. I appreciate it. It is Saturday morning. I put Thibodeau up there because you guys are talking about best coaches in the NBA. I have to make an argument for my guy. With the little guy he had to work with this year, to still be able to accomplish as much as the Bulls did, you know, I think Tom did a great job this season.
Yeah, no, he is an excellent coach, but we were just saying, I mean.
We're talking all time.
I mean, I don't know if you agree that Popovich is the best coach in the NBA right now. I mean, would you agree with that?
I think Popovich has one of the best teams right now. And I'm not saying that Popovich is not a good coach. I just think if you take Tim Duncan out of that lineup, let's say Duncan and Parker, because let's face it, the Bulls all season, you know, were without their two best players as well. So if you were to take Duncan and Parker off that team, how good are the Spurs now?
I don't know because okay. I mean, Duncan has been hurt in the past, and they've continued winning. And Parker's been hurt a lot this season, and they still continue winning. The reason why I say that about Popovich is you can pretty much plug anybody into that system, and it just seems to work for them. I mean, you get these nobodies off the bench that you've never heard of or out of the D-League, and all of a sudden they're stars. I mean, they're getting, you know, 15, 17 points a game when it's needed. And then Parker or Ginobili or whoever comes back, and those guys go back into – oblivion, and you know the machine still continues running. So I mean that's just what I was saying about Popovich. It seems like in his system, anybody can be plugged into that system and it still works.
That's a good point. I'll give you that, Big Dog.
Have you said hi to Brian yet, Cuervo?
No, not
hey,
yet.
Brian,
how are you? What's going on,
good.
Brian? I heard about how's Pop's doing?
He's doing better. I think he's going home today. So
good.
Thank God for
that.
He's bored. He's bored of that hospital. He's one of those kind that can't stay still. He has to be working, doing something, so he's ready to go home.
Yeah, I hear that. Good, good to hear.
Yeah, okay, and it's also good to hear about Brian Urlacher in the Green Bay uniform. So, now, did you hear him all
that was cold.
You know, scorekeeper, we're really going to have some problems, scorekeeper. I'm just going to say that.
Wow, I can see that we're going to have some problems. Hold on. Hold on. Big Dog, leave my paperweight alone. Leave my paperweight alone. You are not authorized to play with my paperweight on my desk. Oh, God, no. You're putting that to the paperweight?
Oh, no! Okay, you can keep it now. That's not going to stay on my desk.
Oh, my Lord, the Egyptians got done in. Here you go.
Like, you actually think I did that?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Big Dog.
Yeah.
Big Dog, is there a picture coming soon, Big Dog?
Green Bay uniform. Yeah, seriously. Brian Urlacher, Green Bay uniform. Have at it, kids.
Why are you bringing this up, storekeeper?
Because it's funny.
Because he's an instigator.
He's trying to start shit. That's what he's trying to start.
Yeah. Well, little does he know, I may be in California for all he knows. And I may be coming.
Ooh.
Right.
Ooh.
Now.
Ooh. Boy, you should have seen his eyes open up real big, real quick. You know, Oceanside is a stone's throw from here.
It is. Actually, it is.
Good morning, Cuervo. Actually, the reason why I brought it up is because I think it's amusing because
Bright has been forbidden. Well, just real quick, Cuervo, I don't know if you heard your new song that Scorekeeper wants to get for you.
What? What? Whoa, what the hell? Oh,
yeah, okay, all right.
Okay.
Because he thinks it's the same group. I guess he wants.
No, you chose that one.
He wants to get you in the Navy.
Okay. All right.
Cool. All right. That deserves an ass kicking. Yeah.
Guys, No, it does not deserve an ass kicking. Because for those of you that know and don't know of the relationship between the Marine Corps and the Navy, it's actually okay. You see, Hold on. Before anyone says anything, understand that as far as the Marines are concerned, the Navy are just their bitches taking them to go fight anyway.
Yeah, they're their taxi.
Exactly.
They are. It's a yellow cab.
Remember, a few good men, don't you? The few good men. The quote, you know, I like Navy boys ever. Excuse me, I'm drinking something. Every time we get ready to fight, they give us a ride.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
The way I like to explain it is whenever anybody asks about, you know, well, isn't the Marine Corps a department of the Navy? Yes, that is true. The way I like to explain it, though, is when people say, well, isn't the Marines under the Navy? I say, yeah, the Marine Corps is a department of the Navy, the men's department. And then that's all I say.
The transportation department.
Like the men's department. That was good. That was good. But here's the thing. Typical. I was going to say, and Cuervo will not slam the Navy because he is a gentleman. It's just it's not in Cuervo's blood. But he will threaten when someone puts a Green Bay uniform on Brian Urlacher. Because that's personal. So, Brian. Oh, I know coffee's going at it. Of course he is. But here's
coffee, you've never. I would love for the day that Coffee would pick up the phone and dial those 10 numbers.
Nah, he's a pussy. He's not going to call.
Anyway, the reason why I brought it up is because apparently Brian had been forbidden from being on the Couch Potato Sports Show.
Hello, right? I'm banned. I'm banned from
you
being on
You evidently are banned.
Cuervo, come on, man. Show me some love. That was funny. You know that was funny.
Yeah, your band and Sonny didn't even know about it. He's the host of the show. That's the funny part. Hey, no, all joking aside, that was a pretty funny picture. You know, just to say that he wanted to go out in winter. I get it. Funny.
It was funny.
Actually, I want to interrupt real quick, guys. I believe I know who it is, but I just want to make certain. We do have a caller from the 631 area code, although I know it's New York.
Coffee.
I know, it's not coffee. Coffee is from the Great White North, which is a level underneath, which is a level underneath Tim.
So he's below Tim.
Yeah, he's below Tim. So every time Coffee looks up, Tim's in his way. So let's go to the caller. Caller, don't forget, you're live on Sports Talk.
He looks up at
Tim's Wingdings. Caller, you're not live yet. I understand we're trying to get to you, but let us know who you are and where you hail from, because you are live on the Saturday Morning Losers.
I know who the 631 is.
Hello.
It's
unmute
Lenny
me.
Melnick.
What's is up, this Lenny? Is this a mutiny or an unmute me? I don't know which one it is, but something very strange happened just now. I just had to call you because I was on the air for 3 hours. 3 hours, just got off the air, and as soon as I got off the air, something major happened in the world of sports, and I couldn't break it anywhere on my show, so I'll break it right here, if that's okay with you. Is it okay with you?
Away, Lenny,
yeah.
Please break away.
And
yeah,
you know, I'm not a big football guy, but this is amazing that O.J. Simpson was granted a new trial, and he has been invited to be the running back for the New York Jets. Based upon evidence that they've accumulated over the years since he's been jailed, so I think that's tremendous. And if not, then they plan on playing Mike Goodson and O.J. Simpson in the same backfield at the state penitentiary of wherever he is. So either way, it's breaking news. I'm not sure exactly.
Could you imagine if they got enough people in jail and they put them all in the same penitentiary and have an NFL expansion team called the
Conmen? Yeah, wasn't Burt Reynolds part of that?
But I mean, they got enough. I'm sure they got enough NFL players to fill a squad. Put them up against, make some money. The NFL makes money. I'm sure the cons would make some money for the penitentiary.
I think you're right. I mean, listen, if you can make money doing football, I think they can. Situation is, I got to ask you guys this is a real question that involves you guys, okay? Kobe Bryant makes the first team All-Stars. I know he had a good year and everything. And Carmelo Anthony does not. And I think that is crazy. I know the positional mix counts, but how could Carmelo Anthony not make the All-Star team, the first team? He made the second team when his surrounding cast of Tyson Chandler and Pablo Pregoni and Raymond Felton and Steve Novak and Kenyon Martin and are you kidding me? This guy carried a team all the way to the first, through the first round of the playoffs, and he didn't make the first team NBA, and he didn't get, he only got one MVP vote. I mean, I can't believe it. And I know Kobe had a good year, and you'll tell me, you know, because you saw him more than I did. But I think it's a crime that Carmelo was not named on the first team.
Well, Lenny, you're actually looking at the wrong list because, number one, Carmelo Anthony did make the all-bitch team and the all-offensive team. You know, he made those. So two out of three is not bad because I understand that if you make all-star for the first team, that means you played offense and defense. Okay, so I think you're looking at the wrong way.
Oh, is that right?
Did.
A defense counts?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens when you play fantasy basketball all the time. But really, he carried that Knicks team. I have never, and I've watched basketball since the days of Sharman and Cousy and Heinsohn and Luskatov and Bill Russell, and I've never seen a player carry it. Bill Russell, remember him? Right. I've never seen a player carry a team like Carmelo Anthony did this year. I mean, if you take a look at the players around him, I mean, these are basically, you know, good
NBA
players.
And he forgot the number. And, Lenny, you forgot, when you were mentioning the names on the team, you forgot the guy who makes the most money on the team, you know, Amari Stoudemire.
Yeah, Stoudemire, Novak, Jason, Marcus Camby. He had a good year. I mean, you know, he was good. Kenyon Martin, Pablo Pregoni, was he 40 years old, little point guard? It's crazy that Carmelo didn't get more recognition. I know he took a lot of shots, but who else is going to take shots? It's crazy. Here's another thing. All right, here's another one. Phil Jackson comes out and says that he thinks that that Bill Russell was a better player than Michael Jordan. Anybody agree with that?
Time out here, Lenny. The big dog who absolutely adores you and admires you just said something under his breath right now. So would you please clarify what you just said, big dog?
Nope.
Oh, go ahead. What did you say? That's not what he said? That's not what he said? What was that, big dog?
I will never disagree with the Godfather.
I will never disagree with the Godfather.
No, if I read it wrong, what did Phil Jackson say? He said he'd rather have Russell than Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan's better than anyone.
He said if he was,
no matter what.
He said if he was a franchise right now that, and he had anybody to pick from, that he would pick Russell over Jordan based on championships won and how he bettered the team from the very beginning. Not like Jordan, which took years for him to learn to be a team player, whereas Russell already knew that from the very beginning.
Oh,
that's why he took Russell.
Wait a minute,
Jordan.
Are you saying he said all that shit? Hey, Lenny, I'm with you.
Yes.
Bill Russell's better than Jordan.
No, I'm saying Jordan's better than Russell. Right? Because, listen, if you take a look at that Celtic team, I mean, Bob Cousy became a coach. Tommy Heinsohn became a coach. Bill Sharman became a coach. Bill Russell was, I mean, he had three other coaches. This is a team only rivaled by the Knicks when they had Dave DeBuscher, who became a coach, Willis Reed, Bill Bradley became a senator. These are two of the smartest teams that ever played. Everybody on that Celtic team knew how to filter, play defense by just shoving everybody down the middle. They cut out the outside, forced everybody to go down the middle where Russell was standing there. I'm not saying that Russell wasn't a great player, but forgive me a break. I mean, Michael Jordan defensively was every bit of what Bill Russell was, but in a different way. Jordan could crouch down, hold his – he could guard everybody on the court at the same time. And that's what separates him from LeBron James, I think, so is his defense. So, I mean, I just didn't know how you guys felt about that.
Well, Lenny, I'm – when you said Bill Bradley, I said, okay, well, I'll go with the flip-flopper. First I was with Lenny, then I'm against him, and now I'm with Lenny again.
See,
so,
that's a good argument, right? I convince you of both sides.
Actually, all three sides, because rumor has it I'm two-faced, so on the other side.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lenny, did you hear that? Even Brian was talking some crap in the background. He's like, yep. Anyway, that's okay. Hey, Lenny, I want to put you up for I better not. Let's just say that Lenny is an all-star winner, too. Yeah, he is. Because, Lenny?
Lenny's
an
all-famer.
Yeah, Lenny's an all-star, but he's a Hall of Famer, but he's an all-star for this current year as well. So,
thank you, but I'll tell you something. I heard you the other night, about 2 weeks ago, doing a basketball game.
Oh, God, no,
right?
That was Brian.
I heard you and somebody else doing an NBA basketball game. I think it was the Chicago Bulls game. I know.
That was right.
Yeah, I listened. Yeah. It was you, too. I mean, you took the lead. You were doing a play-by-play.
No. Brian is the one that sucked. That was his color commentator.
Listen. Yeah, it was both. Anyway, whatever. No, I think you were in there, Roger, because I listened to that thing for a good half hour. It shows you how crazy I am, all right? And that was, it was so bad that I couldn't stop listening.
Wow.
It was so bad that I couldn't stop listening. That's how bad it was,
man, that's the best compliment I've ever received.
Yeah.
Hey, it's almost like watching fishing on TV before you know it. You've been listening or watching for the last hour. You're like, what the hell am I doing?
Man, I don't know. So I'm just, I understand that Roger's doing a water polo match next week, and I've been looking forward to seeing it there and that one, right? Except Roger can't figure out how to get the horse into the pool. That's the only thing.
Oh, you can leave the horse to water, you can't have him go in, right?
Anyway, listen, I love, there's nothing better than doing radio for 3 hours and then tuning into you. It's something different.
Yeah.
You mean you're bored.
Ladies and gentlemen, this reminds you.
Get a life, right?
Lenny does 3 hours of professional, and then he comes over here, he's like, oh, thank God, I listen to these guys and know what not to do.
No, the truth is that I really enjoy everything you guys do, and that's and although believe me, I don't need the airtime. I just need some time listening to you guys. You do such a, it's fun. It's just fun, you know. It's fun. I mean, you're not trying to impress anybody, and you wind up impressing everybody, and that's what makes you guys different. So, thank you for that,
Lenny. In all honesty, I obviously appreciate that. I mean, Lenny's done that from day one. Some people will always quote Lenny's line. So just to show you who's really been listening from the first time, because yeah, you know that guy that called in your second program and said, you guys sure as hell don't know what you're talking about, but you sure are funny. That was Lenny Melnick.
All right, have a great... Who do you like in the Indiana... Oh, this just in also. Florence Henderson will not be at the Indianapolis 500. You know what she does?
She's a milk drinker.
You know, that's a.k.a. Carol Brady.
Yeah,
you know what she does every year at the Indianapolis 500?
What does she do? Get together
she
with Greg
sings,
and...
God bless her. She sings, has sung God Bless America before the Indianapolis 500. And who's the guy who sings Back Home Again in Indiana? Who's the guy who sings that? Anybody know? Come on.
How do you?
Bri? Yeah, because we know it's not you, Lenny.
I know. It's not me. It's Gomer Pyle.
I have no clue.
Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle?
Jim Nabors. And he'll be there singing it again. But I'm sorry to say Florence Henderson is called in sick. So if any of you guys want a couch potato, I know you're the hardest working man in fantasy sports. And look, maybe you could call up Mrs. Holman or something like that and see if you can get the gig.
Oh, no, he's still alive.
Wow.
All right.
So, I
can only say one thing in honor of the Indianapolis 500 as your show is coming to an end. I will say, gentlemen, shut your engines.
Ladies and gentlemen, a Hall of Fame call if you've ever heard one. Lenny Melnick, dude, we love you. We appreciate you. We respect you. We admire you. And it's always a thrill to have Lenny. And,
okay, guys. Keep it going.
Thank you, Lenny. And
when
is your program on? Lenny, when is your program on over at the Real Network, Sirius
Radio?
On
the Real Network? Let's take it seriously now, okay? It's tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern time. I'm sure you guys will be up for that one. And then Monday evening, from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., that's a great one for me, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern time. And the big thing about that show is the under-over at what time I fall asleep. Most people say it's about 11:10. So if you want to get on that pool, just go to the Sirius Facebook page, okay?
We will do that, Lenny. I want to thank you for that. Appreciate it. And it's always a thrill when you call in, buddy.
Have fun.
Thanks for having
me, kids. Thanks.
Thank you. And Lenny Melnick, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, who is in the Hall of Fame? And next time he shows up, he'll let us know why he's in the Hall of Fame, because he is. He is in the Hall of Fame. And I think Lenny got a little impatient with me one time because I would always say he's in the Hall of Fame. And then he clarified it for us. But he is in the Hall of Fame, and it is a lot of fun. And I always do that so he comes back to tell us. But Lenny is a Hall of Famer. I mean, think about it. I mean, he's an all-star. I mean, he's awesome. He's awesome. Oh, shit, he's still listening. Damn. You only kiss up to the guy when he's gone. When he's here, you're not supposed to do it. Shit, he's still listening.
All right, go ahead, Big Dog. Continue. I'm embarrassed now.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, Lenny had the question about...
sucking his... No,
I'm not you. He had the question about Carmelo not making the first team. My question on the Defensive Player of the Year, which, of course, was Paul Gasol, how can you be named Defensive Player of the Year and not make the All-Defensive Team? Seriously, that's what, he did not make the All-Defensive Team.
Lenny? You're still
yes, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I have the answer for that. Because one of them is voted by the sports writers, and the other one is voted by the coaches. So, and that's the reason that it happened last year, too, to Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, yeah,
if you remember. So the coaches vote for one of them, I forget which one, and the media votes for the other, and that's why the Defensive Player of the Year gets left off the All-Star team. So it's crazy. All right, I'm just going to hang on because I'm not near a computer, so I wanted to hear the rest of the show. So.
Thank you, Lenny. Well, of course, we're going to keep you on right now. We're down to 5 minutes. We are having a good time. Big Dog, do you still have a lot of news that you want to extend?
That's okay. I mean, I do have a lot of news, but actually I wanted to get a hold of Cuervo. Are you still there?
Yeah, Cuervo's still here.
Cuervo.
Take yourself off mute, Cuervo.
I'm here, guys. I'm here. What's up?
No, I just wanted to get your reaction. I mean, when I found out, I couldn't believe it. You know, I read how that the Chicago Bears are finally going to retire Mike Ditka's jersey. For what he's done for that team, I would have thought that his number would have been retired years ago. Instead, they're barely going to be doing it this next season against when they play Dallas. And he's the only player and coach to win a championship with the same team. Did you know that, scorekeeper? The only person in history to do that.
No, I didn't. This is basketball or football.
I don't know. Is there someone, maybe I could find the Yankees, that was a player winning a championship and then coached that same team?
I can't go back that far, but if you want to go back that far, you'd have to ask Sonny or Lenny because their encyclopedic knowledge is, actually, they don't have to look it up. They lived it.
Sonny's only a year younger than me, or you're older than me.
Yeah, but Lenny lived it, though, so it's okay.
Anyways, what were your thoughts on that one,
Corvo?
Were you happy about that?
Well, I'm happy that it's finally going to happen. And you're right; it should have happened years ago. Oh, the problem is it was such a sour ending to when Ditka got fired as the Bears head coach. So they just kind of they didn't want to, I guess, deal with it, or they just didn't want to honor him for whatever reason. But I think, despite the way things ended, I don't think that should have determined the accomplishments that Ditka had as a coach and then obviously as a player. So, I just think it was too long, And then and at the same time, the whole Brett Favre thing, too, is going on, and they're talking about retiring his number. It's kind of sad how, these front office people let their emotions get in so much of the way, and it takes away from, the good times that person had with that franchise. So I think it's wrong. I mean, I'm glad it's finally going to happen. I just think it's wrong that it's taken this many years to finally, show him his due respect.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the thing with Brett Favre also, I think, when he had his number retired, I think it's great that Aaron Rodgers stepped up and agreed, saying, we should retire Favre's number for what he did for this franchise.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you that we have about a minute left. We have created another episode. We're going to go to it now. So we're actually going to end this program, and we are going to continue for a few more minutes. We might go for 2 hours. I doubt it. But there she is, 1 minute. We're going to end this episode and start the next one. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us. We're going to be on for another 2 hours and bore the crap out of you because that's what we do here on Saturday morning. We'll see you guys in a moment.